Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Cast your mind back to the global financial crisis. It was highlighted how much debt Australians had, not just in the form of personal loans, but also credit card debt. And we seem to be able to get it under control a little bit from there. But the times, they seem to be changing. And it's great to have a chat this morning to Bessie Hassan from creditcardfinder.com.au. It appears that cash advances are on the increase. Bessie, good morning. Is that the case?
Yeah, good morning there. It is the case. Our new research has found that credit card cash advances are at their highest level in 6 years.
Wow.
So there are millions of Aussies withdrawing cash from ATMs, perhaps not realising the fees and the dangers in doing so.
How much money are we talking about? Have you managed to correlate the data and come up with a figure?
We sure have. We're talking almost $900 million. That's the highest it's been in 12 months. Yeah, but in March alone, it was $9.7 million, and that's up as well on the previous year.
Because following the GFC, we seem to rein in, if not necessarily our credit card spending, but we managed to rein in cash advances because the interest rates are just huge.
They sure are huge. We're talking like, for a cash advance, it's probably in excess of 20%, around the 23% mark. The average credit card purchase rate is 17%, so it is significantly higher. On top of that, you're being charged an extra fee as well. And most credit cards come with a 55-day interest-free period. You're obviously not entitled to that if you're withdrawing the cash.
Isn't that the big trap, though? Because you think, OK, look, I know I've got 55 days, but you've actually got to pull yourself up and go, yeah, that's if I make a purchase. But if I want to grab some of the bank's cash right about now, the clock is ticking right from the minute you press OK.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And even sometimes if you're paying bills at the post office or if you're at the casino perhaps or gambling, you might not realise that these count as cash advances too. You really do need to read the fine print when it does come to your credit card to know what is a cash advance and when are you up for it.
Bessie, are you finding that it's more of an overview of Australian society at the moment? Are you finding reasons why people are tending to? Are things just really tight at the moment?
Yeah, well, we are finding that the mindset of using credit is shifting. Credit cards were once reserved for those large or expensive, rare purchases, but we are becoming a cashless society. Aussies are using their credit cards for everything, and they're turning to credit to cover that shortfall between paychecks. And look, it's important to say that credit cards are a convenient financial tool, but they need to be used responsibly.
I'm one of those annoying people that I put virtually everything on a credit card, and I actually get a little bit annoyed if I go somewhere and they say, sorry, minimum transaction $10, or I'll buy a cup of coffee and I'll put it on a credit card, but I pay it off before the end of the month. So I suppose I'm kind of lucky because I don't want to pay a fee.
Yeah, and if you do so, that's fantastic. As I said, they're a great tool. They're very handy. Most Aussies have more than one credit card to their name as well. I think got on average two. There are also lots of incentives out there at the moment, frequent flyer points, rewards programs. So it can certainly be worth your while. And you can be rewarded for doing the right thing by paying it off on time. So it's certainly got its pros and cons. But when it comes to cash advances, you do need to think carefully.
It's a lot of money, nearly $900 million. That is a heck of a lot of money. And read the fine print as well.
Yep, exactly right. So jump online, do your research. If you're happy with your current provider, perhaps get in touch with them and find out what rewards or entitlements you might be up for. Also do read what the cash advance rules and what they might mean for you.
Fantastic. Bessie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
2NUR FM 103.7.